Good morning. Let us pray before we read the Bible and share the word. Father in heaven, Lord Jesus, thank you for a beautiful morning. We can come to your house and use this time to pray and read the Bible. We pray that Holy Spirit come with us and open our heart and our mind, so we know the power of the resurrection. So in this life, we are not walking in pessimistic, but we are walking in optimistic. We believe that this power is amazing power, and you give this power to us so that we can do something to glorify your name. Lead our devotional today, Father. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Good morning. I still remember 50 years ago when my first son was born, Samuel. His weight is around 3,250 grams. I don't know how big this son. And then his weight around 50 cm. After 15 years now, Samuel almost 70 kg. 70 kg, and then he's taller than me. Yeah. Every day when we stand together and say, oh, maybe after a few years again, I not like this, see him, but like this. Yeah. Now Samuel is taller than me, and he is, in some part more than me. He can play music, I cannot do anything. And then he expert in education and many things. So I said he's more than me in some part. Why Samuel can more than me? The answer is very simple. Because there is life in him. If you look vegetable seed, very small. You can see around corn root, there are so many soap sell vegetable seed. But when the vegetable seed we put on the soil and they grow up, then the seed become a plant. And then this plant is bigger than the seed, million and billion times. Why it can be? The answer is very simple. Because there is a life. So this morning I want to say that there is a power in life. Yesterday, all Indonesian people was shocked because there was a big earthquake near Aceh, and people run away, especially who live at Aceh. They're afraid there will be a big tsunami, but after a few hours, and then the government said no big tsunami, only 60 cm tsunami. If 3 meter tsunami, then people will die. People afraid with this kind. But sometimes when we see there was a big earthquake or something, after a few days, there are amazing story. For example, someone still alive after 7 days. Someone still alive. And we ask again, why? Someone can live after 7 days, then we can see there is a power in life. So, our life has a power. If we don't have power, how can we walk to the church and then we go to anywhere? And then the power of human life, in one side, I said amazing. Amazing. Because people can run 100 meters on only not more than 10 seconds. And then if you see a TV program, one big guy in TCL program, the Adam, he can eat so many food. Yeah. Last night I saw the TV and I see he ate 17 hot dog with hot chili and everything. 17. Nobody can hit 17. He can do it. And then the answer is because there is a life in him. Although there is a power in human life, I want to tell you also there is a limitation in human life. There is a limitation. This morning when we come to the church together, my wife said to me that her aunt got sick and then there's a cancer. And then they do not do anything because the aunt already almost 80. So they just keep it painkiller like that. And then at the aunt will die. Not only our aunt will die, but everybody will die. Especially when we read Genesis chapter 5, when we read Adam live around here, die, and then Adam's son and grandson and everything, always there's a word, die, die, die. So, although human life has a power, but I want to tell you there is a limitation in human life power, because everybody will go to die. But the good news is, I want to tell you that there is a power overcome the dead. This is Jesus' power. Let's open 1 Corinthians 15. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has overcome the dead. So the power of Jesus is unlimited. The power of Jesus is a perfect power because he has conquered the power of death. Before death so powerful and make people feel fear, but after Jesus rise from the dead, there is no power in the dead. Jesus already overcome the dead. That's why Paul always told us that what he want, he only want to know him and the power of his resurrection. The first motto of Solomon Potts is to know him. What is the meaning of to know him? To know him, not only understand, but receive, truly, truly have relationship and live in. This is the meaning of to know him. So Paul always want to live together with Jesus, because when Paul live together with Jesus, then Paul get the power of resurrection. People who live separate from Jesus has no power. People who live in Jesus has power through him. So when we see 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we can see how suffer Paul lived. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. If we read from verse 7 till 12, we can see that Paul suffered many things. But in verse 13, we can see, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written,
I believe, and therefore I spoke, we also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he who has raised up the Lord Jesus will also rise up with Jesus and will present us with you. So this make Paul so wonderful. This first make Paul so strong. Why? Because Paul know that there is a power in resurrection. That's why we know Philippians chapter 4, 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So it's very important to us to know him. The meaning is to know, the meaning of to know him is to abide in Jesus. Stay together in Jesus. But my question is, how we can stay together in Jesus? How we can stay together in Jesus? Because many times we come to the church, we feel nothing. We hear the sharing, we get nothing. So this morning I want to share to you Luke chapter 24. Through this simple story, we can understand how we can abide our life to Jesus. Luke 24, verse 13. Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talked together all these things which has happened. So it was while they conferred and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were restrained, and so that they didn't know him. 17. And he said to them, what kind of conversation is that you have with one another as you walk and are sad? You see, they hear the news about the resurrection of Christ, but their life same that what I was telling you just now. We can see that these two guys, they should stay at Jerusalem, but they walk to Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a place where the sun rises, but Emmaus is a place where the sun down. Resurrection people must stay at the sunrise place. That's why in Yau Ma Tei, there is a church called Sunrise Church. I never heard the church called Sundown Church. Sunrise. Resurrection people is like a sunrise, overcome the darkness. But these two people walk. Walk where? Walk to the place where the sun down. This is number one. Number two, these two people should happy. But the Bible told us, they were sad. People sad because of many things. But these two people sad because they got nothing from Jesus. That's why they sad. Number three, these two people should see Jesus. But the Bible told us they didn't know Jesus. Talk and walk with them. So sad. If I told you that now so many people, especially Christian, they live like these two people. They don't know where to go. They don't know where to go. They are so proud if they can go to many places. If we open website, there's a new that tell us 100 places that you should go. I say, no, not 100 places that you should go. This is not important. So they leave only go for 100 place, Bali, India, China, France, everywhere like that. And also 100 kind of food that you should eat. Let me tell you, you can eat anything and feel yummy when you're hungry. If you're not hungry, then no yummy food. The yummy food is the first day when you finish fasting and you eat that food. It's very yummy, even only congee. So what I want to tell you, they don't know where to go. They don't know where to go. They don't have joy. They don't have joy. When they're singing, they just want to hear someone sing for him or for them. They don't have the spirit of joy. Number three, they come to the church, but they don't see Jesus. So sad. Like these two disciples. Before I told you that the power of resurrection is very amazing. But these two disciples, they don't get it. Why they don't get it? We read again, 19. And he said to them, what thing? So they said to him, the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. You see, number one, Jesus, who was a prophet. Number two, at 21, but we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, beside all this, today is the third day since these things happened. There are two reasons why the disciple cannot see and cannot get the power of resurrection. Number one, they only accept Jesus as a prophet. Number two, they accept Jesus as a political leader. They never mention that Jesus is a God. Yeah. So they don't get it because they don't have something in their mind about who is Jesus. If they believe Jesus is a God, so they can accept the resurrection. If they accept the resurrection, then they get the power. But the problem is, they just see Jesus as a prophet. Number two, they just see Jesus as a political leader. That's why in their mind, something impossible if the prophet can rise from the dead. If the political leader can rise from the dead, because the whole history never told us that the prophets can rise from the dead and also political leader can rise from the dead. So, they miss one thing. What is they miss? They miss that Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. So, I want to tell you that they don't believe Jesus as a God. They don't believe Jesus can rise from the dead. So, they don't get anything because they don't believe. They don't believe. That's why, verse 25, Jesus said to them, oh, foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Jesus called them foolish. Why Jesus called them foolish? Because they don't know who is Jesus. Because they don't know who is Jesus, so they don't have faith. Because they don't have faith, so they don't have the power of resurrection. Many people think they are clever enough to conquer the life. But this morning I want to tell you, if we don't have faith, we are not smart enough. We are weakness. The most important is faith. So how we can abide our life to Jesus? We need a glue, and that glue is a faith.
of faith, we believe that Jesus is the Lord, rise from the dead, and live forever if we abide our life to this power. Then we get eternal power. After that, Jesus opened their heart by doing the Lord's Supper. When Jesus break the bread, and they suddenly, oh! And Jesus left them. You see, after Jesus left them, verse 33, what they do? So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem. Why they returned to Jerusalem? Because they see Jesus. Jerusalem to Emmaus, 7 miles. Emmaus to Jerusalem, 7 miles. Total 14 miles. 14 miles around 20 km. So when we take a walk, 20 km, it takes around maybe 5 hours like that. Yeah, 5 hours take a walk. They take a walk 5 hours. They do not feel tired after take a walk for 5 hours. Why? Because they get the power. We need this power. We need this power so that we can conquer our problem. How we can do it if we believe? How we can believe if we have faith? So the power of resurrection is nothing without faith. But the power of resurrection is everything with faith. So let us, God, give this faith to us this morning. Let's pray together. We spend some time. We need this faith. We need God give us the faith so we can see Jesus. We can get the power of resurrection. And we use this power to glorify God. We use this power to change our life. We use this power to do ministry. We use this power to bless people around us. We need the power, and God already gave the power to us. Just take it through your faith. If you don't have faith, simple question, make petition to God. God, give me the faith to me this morning. I want it. I want it. I want this faith. Sometimes I cannot understand. Sometimes there is a wall in my life. But this morning, I want you open my heart, open my mind, so I can get this faith to me. I know you will give me this faith to me. I ask you.
Eternity, Lord, and find. Move into a time of intercession, and let's begin to lift up our community, and we pray for them because we believe that every prayer that is lifted touches heaven, and we pray in faith. And so let's lift up those that are sick, and I've heard many reports of thankfulness that we're praying for them, and so let's just in confidence lift them up. And let's demonstrate our love and that they would receive God's love as we pray. The names are listed on the screen, and so let's lift them up by name. Pray for those that that are almost at the end of their life because of their illness, but still needs to know Jesus. And let's pray that they would experience a resurrection life and power. And so let's pray for that. And let's pray for number seven, for those who are struggling with long-term sicknesses. So let's pray. And let's pray for those who are looking for employment, and we haven't heard any word. And so let's lift up those who are looking for jobs and searching location and what needs to happen. So let's lift them up in prayer. Now move to our mission focus, and today we're going to lift up Japan, and let's pray for Kenny as he's in also in transition. Let's pray for Thailand and Rachel and Ralph and Juanita and North Korea for Chris, and let's just lift up these countries today and ask God to really reveal himself and the gospel that may be preached. Lift up our SP ministries, specifically Noah's Ark and Pastor Carol and the nursery and the volunteers. And let's lift up Pastor Nate and our youth group and men's and women's ministries, and ask God to truly use those ministries to impact our community and our kids. So let's lift up those ministries right now. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your resurrection power. And Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to serve and stand in the gap and to intercede and to pray and to seek your face. And God, I pray that you would increase our faith and increase our belief in you. Lord, we just lift up this day to you and this weekend. God, we thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to encourage you to stay and to pray on your own, and we'll see you next week.